swing states can never be too safe. This is Joff Parrish. Last week, the Department of Homeland Security released its list of $740 million in counterterrorism grant fund awards for 2006, divided among 46 U.S. metropolitan areas. And right there on the list of top terror targets is Kansas City, with a whopping $9.2 million in money intended to thwart al-Qaeda. It's even more than Kansas City's much larger cross-state city, St. Louis, with its Gateway Arch and vastly superior baseball team. Not quite as much as Jacksonville, Florida, at $9.3 million, but it's still lots more than Seattle, which only gets $9,150,000 to stop terrorist attacks this year, $2.7 million less than in 2005. They must have figured out that nobody really hangs out around the Space Needle anyway. In fact, a lot of cities will be getting more anti-terrorism money than Seattle in 2006. Ready? New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Washington, Newark, San Francisco, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Detroit, Boston, Houston, Miami, Dallas, Anaheim, Fort Lauderdale, Baltimore, Orlando, Portland, Jacksonville, Kansas City, and St. Louis, to be exact. Fort Lauderdale. Who even knew Fort Lauderdale had any national icons or national monuments worth protecting? Those are two of the key criteria used by those sage Homeland Security folks. And to think al-Qaeda took airplane lessons down there and didn't even notice. Of course, Fort Lauderdale's in good company. According to the 100 or so government and law enforcement officials from around the country whose peer review committee decided on the anti-terror awards, New York City doesn't have any national icons or monuments either. And neither does Washington, D.C. Osama apparently wasted some perfectly good box cutters. If only he'd known. Predictably, local officials and congressional representatives from both the New York and D.C. areas are furious. New York's funding got cut by a staggering 40% this year. And the overall funding to protect America's urban areas from terrorist attacks in 2006 was cut by $125 million, from $865 million to $740 million. I guess George Bush really doesn't think much about bin Laden that much anymore. Or maybe, just maybe, the problem is that only cities located in states where Republicans are struggling to hang on to power in the 2006 elections did really, really well in the Department of Homeland's grant allocation process. Louisville, Omaha, Milwaukee, Charlotte, Tampa, and St. Louis all got nice, hefty increases this year. Swing states, every one of them. $8.5 million for Louisville? $8.8 million for the noted terrorist target of Milwaukee? Tampa got $8.8 million, and four other cities in Florida got even more. The one exception was Ohio, where no one city even got $5 million, but according to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Republicans have Ohio pretty well sewn up anyway. But just look at the blue cities. Seattle, D.C., New York, the entire San Francisco area, all 6 million residents, somehow got less than Newark. Maybe the Golden Gate Bridge isn't considered a national icon anymore. Undoubtedly, al-Qaeda was prepared for all this and has planned its next terror attack accordingly. They know now that our defenses are strongest in the swing states, not the big cities where terrorists might, inflict some real damage. Osama knows the score. Having a government hand out vast sums of money in a way that serves the personal political interests of its rulers is something they're real familiar with in the Middle East. It's exactly how all those American-sponsored dictatorships work. Now, if only Americans could wrap our minds around the idea that our government might cynically manipulate the vast sums of money being handed out around the global war on terror. Gee, you think? From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Joff Parrish.